Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of October, recording at 6:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets a quieter day, although some of the Asian markets were a bit softer, partly because of that North Korean test of a nuclear weapon. I don't think that will last long in terms of sentiment. The China A-share index, or the China stock exchanges, opened after a week's holiday, and to some strength, putting a new high on the A-share index. In terms elsewhere, it's fairly quiet. In terms of government bonds, a little bit mixed here. U.S. market is closed, so it's a quiet day. The U.S. bond market is closed for Columbus Day. And in terms of the currencies, I haven't seen anything significant. A very quiet day here for the currencies, but remember the dollar has been strong recently. Now, the excitement really is still within the oil sector, and more evidence that this is bottoming out today. It had been up initially a wee bit on the North Korean news, but that's not going to have legs as a story. I think most of us suspect. I certainly do. Then the oil market weakened a little bit, but it's currently up a dollar and a half as I speak, 61.25 on the crude NYMEX. Now, earlier today, precious metals were quite strong, but then eased back and then picked up again as the oil prices have rallied late this afternoon. Okay, that's pretty much the highlights here. The nickel, I know, nickel broke, 3 months nickel broke briefly above that $30,000 level, but couldn't hold it, and closed just about unchanged on the day, or down $50, which is pretty well unchanged. Okay, where are we? Well, all evidence again continues to point to the completion of that medium-term correction. In other words, most stock market indices have either already resumed their upward breaks, and they tend to be maintaining those upward breaks, which adds a bit more to the bullishness. And others are testing those previous highs, which not surprisingly make investors cautious for a while, particularly in their local markets. A little bit of psychological resistance, but we're not getting the downward dynamics to reaffirm resistance from those highs. So as far as I'm concerned, it's still all go, despite this still being October, and despite the possibility that there can be a wobble or two during the month of October. I won't rule that out, but I'm a bull, as you know, and I've been playing markets accordingly. Government bonds, I'm just watching here, but we'll be looking for a short opportunity. I think that will be for two reasons. The rally in stock markets will gain confidence for a while, but those inflation pressures will come back. They're not going to go away. But right now, people can enjoy the Goldilocks, hate the term, but you know, everybody uses it. It is appropriate. And also the fact that the U.S. economy is weak and so on. But oil now, at 61.23, that's not a problem for bonds, but you'll certainly see, I would suspect, bond weakness by the time oil gets back above $70. Now, that may not occur this year without some sort of catalyst that, in terms of an accident or something of that sort, but I certainly expect it to happen next year, and I do maintain, as I say, that the oil price is bottoming out, but it's going to require a support building process, just as we've seen following other big shakeouts in the oil market and where it ranges around for a while, retests the lows and so on before it eventually supports a decent rally. That's what I expect to happen. Now, ditto the precious metals. I know people who are bullish of precious metals. Well, most subscribers are, but a number of them have been nervous recently. The metals have been underperforming. There's a lot of bearish talk around. I just summarize my view. I can summarize my view very quickly here. I think the long-term potential is absolutely outstanding. I think the current price levels are attractive. However, I have to say that they are still underperforming. We do not have any definitive evidence that the June low, for instance, which is still holding for both gold and silver, we do not have any definitive evidence at the moment that that can continue to hold here. My guess, and I haven't thought about this a whole lot here, but my guess is it's maybe the odds of those lows holding are about 50-50. But I don't think that there's big downside risk below those lows. I think the next big move is on the upside. But just like the oil price, we will need to see a bit more support building down here before they move higher. So accordingly, I let a little bit of silver go, some that I had two purchases. One was not so opportune, and the second was much more opportune, and I took the profit on the much more opportune one, and I'll buy it back if if it dips. And I'm still watching this gold. I do want to pick up more, or I want to repurchase the gold futures that I had. I think that gold shares are very attractive down here today. And incidentally, one of the reasons for the UK stock market being one of the firmer sections of the Europe, one of the, beg your pardon, one of the firmer markets within Europe. It only closed up 29 points, but that is at 60-30, and so it has broken through that lateral psychological resistance at 6,000. But one of the reasons for that strength was a stunning performance by the mining companies listed in the UK, not least Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton. You might remember 2 weeks ago the Rio Tinto had that weekly key reversal on the upside. So did the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust. And those head and shoulders patterns that I pointed out as being likely failure candidates, well, today's rallies, these upper dynamics that we've seen today, raise that question yet again. Are we likely to see failed head and shoulder-y type top formations? I think yes, and those patterns often fail, by the way. And is there anything else to mention here that's a bit significant? Yes, the grains, wheat, strong. You saw that fantastic email we had about the El Nino. Last week, pretty well picked to the bottom. If I'd posted it the day I received it, it would have picked the bottom. And so the author did. And soybeans up here quite strongly today. Wheat, I'd mentioned, that's very strong. Corn is strong, so the sector's doing extremely well here at the moment. Another reason why the inflation pressures are not really going to go away. But remember that central banks are in the management of inflation expectations game. In other words, inflation is running higher than the CPI. Or the core rate. You and I don't eat core, and we don't eat CPI, and we don't pay our bills in either of those as well. So inflation runs higher, it gets disguised a bit. The central banks will be concerned primarily about managing inflation expectations. So when long-dated government bond yields push up, when gold moves from the back pages back to the front pages, and so on. And probably we'll see grain prices move to the front pages before then. Then central banks may become a bit more concerned than they are at the moment. Well, it'll be exciting, won't it? And on that note, I'll wish you all the best.